ie. Find your course.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Ireland's music legends with our iconic Irish Voices stamps. On Post for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 9, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. Israel has carried out its largest attack on Beirut so far in its almost year-long conflict with Hezbollah. Lebanese officials claim at least six people have been killed in airstrikes overnight. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari claims it was targeting the military group's central headquarters hidden underground.
Hezbollah must be stopped. Israel is doing what every sovereign state in the world would do if they had a terror organization that seeks their destruction on their border, taking the necessary action.
A protest in solidarity with the people of Lebanon will take place in Dublin today. Members of the Lebanese community will gather outside the Department of Foreign Affairs at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Rasha Shraim, who's from Lebanon but lives here, says the loss of life in the region is horrific.
Monday alone, in one day, over 550 people were killed. These included children, medics, all kinds of people. So we just felt really compelled to do something. And in line with the demands of the Palestine movement for the past year and even longer than that, we are protesting, we're gathering to express our solidarity with the people in Lebanon.
Work's been done to finalise Budget 2025. The Public Expenditure Minister and Finance Minister are working together ahead of Tuesday's budget. Pascal Donoghue says the economy is doing well, so households will be given help.
All of this is taking place against the context of an economy that continues to perform very, very strongly. We believe that the investment decisions that we are making in our economy at the moment, in capital investment, but also the decisions that are being made to support households at a time in which inflation continues to be a challenge, are playing a role in that economic performance.
Seven men and a teenager are still being questioned by Gardaí in connection with a violent attack on a woman at a Dublin apartment. The woman in her 30s was attacked in Dublin's north inner city. Alan Cantwell has more details.
The woman was held against her will at a property on Bolton Street where she was seriously injured. She's being treated in hospital for severe but non-life-threatening injuries. It's understood that Gardaí were targeting a drug-dealing gang when they raided the apartment on Thursday evening. They found the woman, who was severely beaten. Eight males between the ages of 20 and 54 and a 16-year-old boy were arrested and are being detained at various Garda stations. They're being held under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984. They had their periods of detention extended and can be questioned for a total of 24 hours. Garda at the Bridewell Garda station are investigating.
Focus Ireland says the latest figures from the Department of Housing are shocking. They say the number of people homeless in August stood at 14,486. Spokesman Conor Culkin says social housing must be allocated in greater numbers.
Focus Ireland is urging the government to adopt a policy that allocates a portion of the new social housing that has been built specifically for families who have been homeless long term. And this approach was extremely influential in significantly reducing the homeless figures at the height during the height of the pandemic during 2020.
44 people have died across five US states as Hurricane Helene continues to cause devastation. The storm has left thousands stranded and millions of homes without power. Georgia, Florida, Alabama, North and South Carolina are all being supported by search and rescue teams, medical support staff and engineering experts. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the priority is to save lives.
Flooding will continue through the weekend in some areas and may even occur in areas that don't typically flood. With the rain that they had already been experiencing before Helene's arrival, this is one of the worst storms in modern history.
And that's your latest news update at 4 minutes past nine.
Ireland, let's keep bringing it back. The changes we've made with Return are making a huge difference to our environment, our communities, our future. Returning ensures we value resources, recycle more efficiently, and helps us work towards achieving our EU recycling targets. We're doing the right thing, and bringing it back is bringing out the best in all of us. Return today, and together we can make a better future for us all.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Mostly dry with some scattered cloud. Good sunny spells though and a few light showers. Highs of 11 to 14 degrees.
Now.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara. Only on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara here. Something for the weekend. Well, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are on their way into studio. Going to talk about skiing today. But I have to tell you about something I'd never heard of before. It is the De La Salle Mixed Ability Rugby Team. And they're raising money this weekend. They're going to be there at Dunn's Stores Bagpacking in Cornell's Court in Dublin. You can also donate on their GoFundMe page. They'll have a QR code that you can tap if you've managed to bump into them. Or you can bring your plastic, your empty plastic bottles along to Cornell's Court there or to their clubhouse and they will gladly take them. So they'll use those refund machines and get the money, if you get me. And this money is going to help them get the International Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup. I'll tell you all about that next.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Piccolo, Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
Kids Radio. I'm delighted to have Wendy Vahey with us on the show today. You've got a big weekend ahead, Wendy. I hope you've been practicing this bagpacking, because you're raising money this weekend at Dunn Stores in Cornell's Court in Dublin for the De La Salle Mixed Ability Rugby Team. So tell me all about this and how you're involved with it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's this weekend. De La Salle, the Mixed Ability Team is called the Vikings. And I'm involved heavily in the club, not only in the Mixed Ability Vikings team, but also the Special Needs Eagles team. De La Salle is a very inclusive club where anybody with any kind of additional need is accepted and we will find a team for you. But the Mixed Ability Vikings have been offered the opportunity to go to the World Cup next year, which is really exciting news. Yeah. It's the IMART World Cup, let me get this right, International Mixed Ability Rugby Tournament, and it's in Spain. So we need to fundraise for this to get the team over there, because as you can imagine, it's not going to be cheap.
That is not going to be cheap. So, no.
I believe it's happening
in Pamplona. Isn't that where they do the running of the bulls?
It is. Yeah. It's actually going to be the week before the bull run. So we're going to be over there. It's the 22nd of June. We're the only team in Leinster that has been selected. So we feel we're representing Leinster over there. There is another team from Munster and another team from Ulster going over as well. So it's going to be really good fun. But yeah, you're right. It's the week before the bull run over in Pamplona. It's going to be big money.
What kind of disabilities do the people on the team have?
So with a mixed ability team, there's two types of players. There's star players, and those are people with some level of additional need. And then you have facilitators. Those are the able-bodied, able-minded players who facilitate the star players and both work together on the team. Mm. It is full contact rugby. However, nobody gets injured, because everybody knows if the star player, and I'll tell you what qualifies as the star player in a moment, if there's a star player on the pitch playing, all of the facilitators know to keep an eye out for that person and make sure that they don't have very much full contact. They're very well-minded. The facilitators are usually players who they may have played mainstream rugby. They might have just got that little bit older. Like our oldest player on the team, Dave Hicks. Big shout out for Dave Hicks, because he's an amazing man. He's 72.
Ah, stop it, really?
So he's still playing. He's phenomenal. He is just one of my favourite people in the world, Dave. Then you have players who, like that, they may be coaches in the club, or they may be parents of, say, the senior teams in the club. They just love playing rugby and they want to keep their hand in. So they'd be the facilitators.
Yeah.
They're all able-bodied, able-minded. They look after everybody. Then you've got the star players. My son is one of the star players. James has autism and he has ADHD and he has MS. Lots of of various things going on with him, but he's well able to get stuck in and play. It just means that there is a team where he can play. We've got players on the autistic spectrum. We've got players who have various other physical and mental disabilities. Just anybody can play. Anybody can join in. We've two different teams. The Vikings are the men, and then I play myself on the Valkyries.
Oh, go on.
Which is, I know. It's a great laugh, and we'll all warm up and train together. But the Vikings did get chosen for this World Cup. Now, I am going over, both as a mum, and I'm bringing my boots in case the Valkyries get asked to join any of the other teams, the women's teams over there in the World Cup. I'll get stuck in myself.
I will be ready to go. So tell me this much, would you be out training in the likes of the weather that we had during the week, the torrential rain and all that? Because I always feel sorry for people playing outdoor sports. You would be, would you?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's no bother. Now, obviously, if it's dangerous underfoot, if the pitches are very waterlogged, all rugby would be closed within IRFU. But yeah, absolutely.
But generally, a cold day is not going to get you off training.
Not at all. Not at all. But the thing about it is, it's not just about the rugby. It's about the camaraderie and the joining in. When we get out on the pitch, you know, it doesn't matter what the weather is like. We're having such a laugh. Nobody really bothers that it's lashing rain.
Somebody said to me one day, we were complaining about having to go out walking in the rain, and this lady said to me, sure, you're not a Disprin, you're not going to dissolve. So I always think of that.
Exactly.
When I need to exercise and it's raining, because, I mean, let's face it, we live in Ireland, it's going to be raining.
Well, I always say there's no such thing as bad weather, just wrong clothing. When we've got something as exciting as this World Cup coming up in June, nobody minds the weather. Like, we've had some of the players, we had Joe McCarthy come up and train with us a few weeks ago. Well, he just absolutely loved it. He was getting stuck into the malls and everything. It was just great fun playing with him. And our lads, especially, you know, some of the players who have any kind of additional needs, they just thought this was the best thing, playing with big Joe McCarthy. Yeah. It was just brilliant. And really, really good.
It's over 18s, Wendy, am I right?
It's over 18s because it's contact, yes. But our Eagles is not. Our Eagles, we have Junior Eagles and Senior Eagles up in DLSP. The special needs team, which is tag, not full contact. The tag special needs teams are all ages, you know. And then we have Dave. Now, this is how wonderful the person Dave Hicks is. Dave Hicks coaches the Daisy Pickers. And the Daisy Pickers start in nappies. Some of the players are in nappies when they start. It's really, it's just rugby for everybody in DLSP. It's very, very inclusive club.
So, right, to get you over to the International Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup in Pamplona, we need your money. So, I know you're going to be doing the bag packing in Dunn Stores in Cornell's Court in Dublin today. A very good, busy day for people doing their food shopping today and tomorrow. Yeah. So, is it 10 o'clock-ish that you're going to be there this morning?
Yeah, we're going to be there from about 10 o'clock today, right through until about 5 o'clock, and the same tomorrow as well. We'll be shaking buckets.
Yeah.
We'll also have a QR code on those buckets, which will bring you straight to the GoFundMe. So there's no excuses.
Yeah,
if you don't have the cash, you can just scan the QR code.
I always
We've
think
thought
that,
of everything.
Yeah, the people who are collecting it, I always think, you know, everyone's paying with cards these days, and you're like, do they get anything thrown in?
Scan a QR code, it brings you straight to our GoFundMe page. The Vikings are going to the World Cup. That's the title on the GoFundMe page.
Or even thrown in your €2 from your trolley when you return your trolley.
Yeah. The other thing that we're doing is the deposit return scheme. So up in the clubhouse, anybody who drops a bottle into the deposit return scheme bucket, our clubhouse are cashing that in, and that is going into the big pot
to
get the lads across the water.
That's an amazing idea.
If somebody has
a big black sack of bottles and you're never going to get around to doing it, just pop them into the clubhouse and they can go and get the money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anything. That's genius.
Yeah. Bring them to us today and tomorrow. Out in Cornell's Court, we'll gladly take them.
Won't it be amazing if you do well at this Rugby World Cup?
Wouldn't it?
We'd be looking for all the autographs.
Yeah, but look, the most important thing is to get the team over there to have fun and just join in and be a part of this, because for some of the players, like, this is the only way that they can get involved in sport because of their various additional needs.
Yeah.
And it's just great to see such happy faces on everybody.
The best of luck, Wendy. Won't you tell us now next week how you get on?
Will do. Yes. Absolutely will do.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Day with this feeling that better things are coming my way, and if the sun
sunshine has a meaning. You're telling me not to let things get in my way.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. Not stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up. When you're down, baby, take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway.
Feels like I should be screaming, trying to get it through to my friends. Sometimes it feels that life has no meaning, but I know things will be alright in the end.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. Don't stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up. When you're down, baby, take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway.
When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn and keep moving, don't stop rocking.
Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway. Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway. Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay. We'll keep on moving on anyway. Get on up.
Classic Hits Radio, something for the weekend. Isn't that great? News on the De La Salle Mixed Ability Rugby Team. Hopefully they'll do well this weekend and raise enough money to get them to the International Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup in Pamplona next year. So keep an eye out for them if you're around Dunstores in Cornell's Court this weekend. They're going to be shaking that bucket and collecting by doing the bag packing as well. So best of luck to them. Now, on the way, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are going to be in for Travel Saturday. They're coming up next on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We love Irish music here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we love the artists that make it. That's why, as part of Irish Music Month, we're putting Irish music first. Profiling, supporting, encouraging and promoting Irish artists. More song plays, more chats, more mentions and more money in Irish music creators' pockets. Over €100,000 in total. It's all about recognising the importance and value Irish music has for us all. Irish Music Month, Irish Radio supporting Irish artists, with IBI and Hot Press supported by Commission Your Man Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television licence fee.
Sounds like someone's just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Deliveroo Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders. Mmm, delicious. Sign up to Deliveroo Plus today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See deliveroo.ie/legal for details.
Do you market to your customer list by email? If not, what's holding you back? At webhero.ie, we make it easy. Our professional team designs and manages monthly newsletters that captivate your audience and keep your brand in the conversation. Whether you're too busy or unsure where to start, WebHero is here to help. Let us handle your email marketing so you can watch your business grow. Talk to WebHero in Galway today. Visit webhero.ie.
At Cove & Co, we don't just sell paint, we sell possibility.
Transform your space with our carefully curated paint brands like Colour Trend, Faro & Ball, Little Green, Curator and Dulux. Visit one of our 7 showrooms today for expert colour advice or coveandco.ie. Cove & Co. The Paint Studio.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, October 12th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday with Sarah and Ed, with destination Cleveland, Ohio. World class experiences without the world class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn is in studio with us with Sarah Slattery. Ed's website is edfinntravels.com.
Hi Trina, how are you?
And Sarah is the travel expert.
Ed Finn travels all over the place.
Yeah. Excuse me, you spoke over me there when I was giving Sarah's website. So I'm going to give her a second plug now. The Travel Expert. Sorry, now you're raging it.
Look at that. Slapdown. I like an old slapdown every now and then.
Right, we're talking about all things skiing today.
Yeah, the best fun you'll ever have with your clothes on, Trina. Skiing. It's great fun altogether. Snowboarding, skiing, snowshoe hiking. I started skiing when I was 18. I went to a little place called Imst in Austria. Now,
you must have gone to a posh school, did you?
I did, yeah. Prez didn't really work on me though, you know. But no, seriously, the first time I ever saw snow was, I suppose, you talk about schools. We went on a school tour to Switzerland in July, right? July. And we did Italy, Switzerland and all. It was a great trip. But we saw a glacier up in, we did Interlaken, Lauterbrunn and Grindelwald, and we saw this glacier. Now, we also met the Pope in a private audience. And I remember at the end of it, Brother Jerome asking us, what was the highlight of the trip, lads? And we were like, oh, the glacier in Switzerland. He was like, what about the Pope, lads?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But we were so in awe of this. It was just phenomenal stuff. So when you're up in the mountains, there's something about skiing that's amazing. I do snowshoe hiking now because I had a bit of an accident a few years ago. I have a 9-inch pin in my right leg, so I've been told to not ski anymore. But the snowshoe hiking is fab. Great exercise.
So that's literally just, they're kind of like...
Yeah, they're cool now. They're carbon-based. Yeah, but they're carbon. They're very cool. You can buy them from 30 quid to 60 quid, whatever.
Isle of Aldi.
Yeah, and now I find...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But now, after skiing for how many gazillions of years, I mean, I was all over the place, and Sarah skis as well. I still can get up into the mountains by doing snowshoe hiking, and it's a great option. So there is something. It's like safaris, I think. When you go on safari, you get a bug. With skiing, it's the same kind of thing, that thrill. I mean, I've had dislocated pelvises. I've broken the leg, this one, 3 times. You know, but it's just great. Fun. Like, if you're careful, you can have a great time.
Do you need to have a decent level of fitness, Sarah, actually, to go skiing?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I'd say maybe if you're going down, depending if you're a beginner now, you're probably not going to be going down too many major slopes. But I suppose your quads, like the front of your legs, are all right. Maybe they start to ache if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Just a different position. But to be honest, like, you wake up the first morning and you'll have, you know, sore legs.
And
but
the altitude really, as well.
It's like if you go to the gym and then you go back the next day and it's fine. Yeah. So no, I wouldn't say you need to be specifically.
Yeah, a lot of people go to Kiltearnan to the ski slope here, and there's a lot of, you know, they do.
That's brilliant for first timers.
Yeah, absolutely. And they kind of practice there and they, you know, they kind of get, which you can do as well. But I mean, the classes, the ski schools, you know, you see the little kids flying past you with no, they don't even have poles.
I know on YouTube there's some 2-year-olds and they're like champion skiers.
They're born. They come out like some of the Swiss and Austrians. I think they're born with skis on. It's natural to them, you know. Italy as well. In America now, I mean, you know, Denver, Colorado. I mean, there's so many options. You can see so many beautiful places. But up in the mountains, it's majestic. They've kind of been pricey, Sarah, though, the ski holidays, haven't they?
I mean,
we struggled to find any kind of deals. Italy is a great place to go. Madonna di Campiglio. It's nothing to do with the singer. It's just a gorgeous little high village in Italy and beautiful place. I was looking there for a week, about 449 quid. That's without your flights, including all the packages. That was with snowtreks.ie. Again, here you've got Top Flight, Crystal Ski, Direct Ski. You've got all the different companies. Yeah. Ingham's, I don't know, are they still there? They were UK based.
No,
I think they were bought over by someone else.
Top Flight and Crystal would be the two main ones. And I think if it's your first time again, I know I'm kind of going on like say similar to last week about cruising, but it's good to talk to a specialist because there's an awful lot to consider, particularly if it's your first time. Like even just simple things like the transfer times from the airport. Like some of them can be 3-4 hours. You're going with kids, you're going to want shorter times. Plus, depending on the time of year you're going, you're going to want to pick a ski resort that's quite high if you want to be guaranteed snow. And a lot of the tour operators like Crystal and Top Flight, they've bought in accommodation in advance, so they have packages. So if you're searching online and you can't find hotels, you can't find, that's probably because they've given out their allocation to a lot of these operators. Mm. So if you're going for a week, I'd say it's probably best to book with one of them, unless you want to try 3 or 4 days and just try and do it on your own. But if you're doing a week ski, I would say, like, I know Top Flight have half price ski equipment in Livigno at the moment. I know Crystal have buy one lift pass, get one free, you know, so they do have deals, but it's not really a cheap holiday, you know, but they do have some offers from time to time.
Yeah. Okay. Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are with us in studio for Travel Saturday. We're talking all about skiing holidays.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com. Yeah.
at the waiting cab, stopped at the red light. A dress I'm sure of, but it's not just right. It started straight off, coming here as hell. That's his first words, we asked what he meant. He said, where you from? We told him our lot. You take a holiday, is this what you want? So have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Yourself and tourists, yeah, that's what I hate. You said we're going wrong, we've all become the same. We dress the same ways, only our accents change. So have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. It's all money gum, no artists anymore. You're only in it now to make a more, more and more. So have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. My love.
nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. Nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it is Something for the Weekend with Trina. Now, if you've never been skiing and you wouldn't mind the idea of going, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are in studio talking us through all the things that you can get up to. More of them coming up next on Something for the Weekend.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of Colm and Lucy in the Morning.
All week on Colm and Lucy in the Morning, we've teamed up with National Breast Cancer Research Institute. Support breast cancer research and win a BMW. As part of October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the National Breast Cancer Research Institute are giving you the chance to win a BMW for just €20, while also supporting breast cancer research. To celebrate this amazing promotion and for such a great cause, we have a great prize up for grabs. Two tickets to the Race in Pink event at the Galway Races on October 27th, and we'll also throw in weekend accommodation in the Clayton Hotel and dinner for two people. To win this amazing prize, tune in to Colm and Lucy in the Morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
If you've got a smart meter, you should get an Electric Ireland smart meter plan too. Why? Because you can see a breakdown of your energy usage like never before. From heating, cooking, lighting and more. Now you can find out how much electricity you use by hour, day and type of appliance, making your usage clearer and your world brighter. Sign up to a smart meter plan at electricireland.ie. Smart meter required, T's and C's apply.
Get deadly value at Aldi this Halloween with spooky savings on children's costumes. Choose from terrifying spider, scary skeletons or wicked witch. Only $6.99 each. That's frightfully good value. In store from 29th of September. Hurry, they'll fly out the door. If you want something for everybody this Halloween, ghoul all Aldi. While stocks last.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court. Just off Grafton Street, October 12th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
On Something for the Weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
One man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed, with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are in studio with us today, and we're talking all about skiing holidays. More recommendations, Ed?
Sunway are the agents in Ireland as well for Club Med. Of course, you know Club Med, famous for winter and sun holidays, but Val d'Isère and Teen, Val d'Isère, OMG. It was one of the best weeks I've ever had. Like, it's a beautiful place. All the food, I mean, is it's French. I mean, again, France has amazing skiing, but it's a beautiful place. The fun, the music afterwards, the après-ski is part of everything. But the skiing, it was just one of these wondrous weeks. I mean, you know, the sun is shining, whizzing along. Like, it wasn't too crowded. The snow wasn't that great. We were worried, you know, because some years the snow isn't good and they have snow guarantees and all this. But as soon as we went up and up and up and up, and then you get to the Val d'Isère, it was just incredible. That was a great one. Club Med, they do great all-inclusive. So everything is included, you know, even drinks, entertainment. That can be a really good way of doing it, because sometimes you think, if I do all the things myself, but you've ski passes, ski hire, you know, there's a lot of stuff. You have to hire all your boots, equipment. And that's the other thing I would say as well, from experience, make sure you have good boots. In fact, if you're going to become a skier and you want to ski, buy your own boots and bring them with you, so you know every year they're going to be perfect for your feet, because trying different boots all the time, that can hurt your feet a lot and can cause accidents. So top tip would be, make sure you've good boots, and that's very important.
Yeah, yeah. Would the insurance for a ski holiday cost as much as the holiday?
No. It's usually about double the normal. So I think if it's standard an policy is like... Yeah. €17, it's €34 or something.
I do the annual policy multi-trip.
And that covers it.
And you just add on the premium, you add on the adventure, whatever. You know, that's great. And then you're no worries, you know, if you pay once a year.
So it covers.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's another thing to consider for people who are afraid they mightn't like. Actually, I think Kilternan is the perfect place to start. Not only just to see whether you think you like skiing, but also if you've 2, 3 or 4 lessons up there, when you arrive, you're not treated like a complete beginner that you're only putting on your and off your boots, you know.
And you're wasting the first day or so. Yeah,
you basically gain so much more time. Mm. You're nearly, there's like beginners 1, 2, 3, 4 lessons, and you might be in beginners 2 or beginners 3 because you've done 4 lessons in Kilternan. So it's really good. But also you kind of get an idea, am I going to actually enjoy skiing or not? But a lot of the resorts now have loads of other activities. Like Ed was talking about snowshoe hiking, like there's tobogganing and there's...
That's great.
Know,
snow sledding.
Yeah, there's loads of different... there's ice rink, ice skating. And then, of course, a lot of the hotels have fabulous spas and swimming pools and things like that.
I mean, I remember going a good few years, I went to Zermatt, which is, you know, the Matterhorn, and you go up on trains. There's no cars there. Like, there's no, it's all electric cars. Now, this was way back, and you could ski from Zermatt into Cervinia, which was Italy. And then the last lift went back at 4 o'clock. I remember one year, of course, we were having a lovely lunch, a couple of little glasses of wine, and we missed the lift back up. Oh. So we were stuck in Trevinia in the boots and the skis, looking for somewhere to sleep that night. But you know, that was great fun. But again, you know, when you go to places like Zermatt, you can actually ski into Italy for a day. And, you know, there's loads of different things. The mountain restaurants, these little restaurants up the mountain.
That's the best.
They
lunch
make
in
the
those
most
mountains.
Incredible food. Like, I remember having all the Adler, Cafe Adler was one of them. And the guy used, I mean, the kitchen was the size of a shoebox. And literally, what came out of that kitchen. And then you'd miss the lift down and you'd have to walk the whole way down. You'd be
Imagine
exhausted.
Imagine how they get their food deliveries. Tesco, click and collect.
Up on the gondola. And then they skied and they sled down. All the staff get the sleds down. Yeah. But again, you know.
Mountains are the best for lunch. And all those like arty sinks and goulash and gross.
And for Christmas as well. I mean, you know, if you really can do it, I mean, you know, it's super for, like, the atmosphere. Like, you're in Zermatt, you've the snow, you've horse-drawn carriages with the bells going, you know. It's just, it's a gorgeous way to spend.
And the villages are really pretty.
It's real Christmas.
Yeah. Postcard kind of stuff or totally. Christmas card stuff.
Yeah. And fabulous as well, from kids' point of view. I know you have a ski phrase, or I don't know, that you use, but, like, one of the big ones is less screen time, more ski time. So, you know, and because it's just a kind of, a really nice kind of family holiday, that you're out all the time. For me personally, one of the only places I can switch off. If I'm lying at the pool, I'm still picking up my phone, still checking, you know, social media, whatever. Yeah, when you're seeing down the mountain, you're not looking at your phone.
Digital detox,
you
know, it's totally
switch off. You really do kind of love the whole outdoors, the whole fresh air. I mean, I'd highly recommend it to anyone. Definitely think everybody should try it. And if you're anyway nervous, maybe pick a resort that have, you know, other activities there as well and try Kilterna.
Interlaken, Lauterbrunnen, but Grindelwald is beautiful. Very easy to get to. We have flights to Geneva. We have flights to Zurich. You know, there's loads. Aer Lingus, Swiss, okay. Loads and loads. But those places are magical. In Interlaken, they have the winter ski palace there. So you can do the skating, the ice skating. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit tongue twister. Ice skating is massive there. Kids go crazy for it. They make a wonderland there. It's called Interlaken on Ice. And that is phenomenal stuff. Again, you don't have to ski. It's the Alpine excitement, but Interlaken is fabulous for that.
And the après ski, of course.
The old après ski, peach and apps.
When you come down off the mountain, there's usually bands playing. You stay there for a few hours. And you might go home, get changed, come back out. Or half the time you just stay in your ski gear all day. Like you don't have to, you don't need fancy clothes or anything. You know, everyone's in their ski gear half the time.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Skiing. Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn in studio. And we will see you next week.
All the best.
Thanks, Trina.
Time for a bit of off-piste now.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
For all those times you stood by me. For all the truth that you made me see. For all the joy you brought to my life. For all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw. You saw.
Radio. That is it for me, Trina, for today. If you missed any of our interviews, they'll all be up there on the podcast. You can find that on the Trina Mara Show on Spotify or on our website. Just have a look there at the show. I'll be back with you Monday morning from 10 a.m. I hope you have a lovely weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Why don't you join me here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio as we fire up the flux capacitor and guess the year with Back to the Future. And an eye on all your news, sport, traffic and entertainment too. Plus a chance to win all that cash if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Monday to Friday from 2.
With Tesco Club Card. Feel the power to more.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
When your smoking cravings creep up on you, Nicorette lozenges are clinically proven to start fighting cravings in just 2 minutes with a rapid burst of fresh flavour. You're up to 2 times more likely to quit with Nicorette. Versus willpower alone, Nicorette Cool's 2 mg lozenge contains nicotine. Stop smoking aid. Requires willpower. Always read the label.
Cruise to Britain or France with Irish Ferries.
For easy going travel, book now on irishferries.com and see travel differently.
Want to support breast cancer research and have a chance of winning a BMW X2 for just €20? Then enter our raffle in aid of the National Breast Cancer Research Institute. The draw takes place at Race in Pink, part of the Galway Races Winter Festival on Sunday the 27th of October. Get your tickets now at winabmw.ie.
Arthelio Joint Support is the first and only joint care supplement that targets the gut bacteria. Whatever your active lifestyle looks like, be it busy on the farm, enjoying some social dancing or getting some exercise, Arthelio Joint Support can help support you and your joints to keep you active throughout the day. Arthelio Joint Support, a simple once daily capsule taken for a recommended 3 months, available without prescription in local pharmacies, or learn more at arthelio.ie.
Entertainment.ie is where to watch is your new hub to find out what to watch next and where you can watch it. Entertainment.ie will show you where it's at.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Unpost are hiring seasonal operatives. Apply now at unpost.com/careers.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At 10 o'clock, I'm Gary Brennan. Good morning. Work is being done to finalise Budget 2025. The Public Expenditure Minister and the Finance Minister are working together ahead of Tuesday's budget. Pascal Donoghue says the white paper is very important for setting the scene for decisions made for next year. Minister Donoghue says the economy is doing well, so households will be given help.
All of this is taking place against the context of an economy that continues to perform very, very strongly. We believe that the investment decisions that we are making in our economy at the moment, in capital investment, but also the decisions that have been made to support households at a time in which inflation continues to be a challenge, are playing a role in that economic performance.
Teams of rescuers are combing through rubble in Lebanon following hours of Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says it's hit Hezbollah's underground headquarters and claims to have killed the militant group's leader Nasser Nasrallah and a number of other Hezbollah commanders. BBC correspondent Nafise Konavard captures the scenes of chaos in Beirut.
Israeli jets just a stroke behind us, behind this school that many families have fled from the bombardments in southern Lebanon.
6 men and a teenage boy have been charged in relation to the alleged false imprisonment of a woman in Dublin yesterday. The woman in her 30s remains in hospital after being found badly beaten in an apartment on Bolton Street on Thursday. They will appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice at 10:30 a.m. this morning. An 8th man in his 40s, arrested in connection with the incident, remains in Garda custody.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
Focus Ireland says the government needs to show greater ambition in targeting homelessness. It comes as new figures show 14,486 people were homeless in August. Spokesman Conor Culkin says social housing is the answer.
In the past, we have successfully